Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Football Friday, ladies and gentlemen. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez.
It sure is.
I'm Reginald Adetula. Figgy Fig on the ones and twos, making it sound good.
It is Figgy.
And of course you, hanging out with us. In the various different ways that you get involved, 713-572-4610 is the number to text in. We appreciate you doing that, which I see a lot of people already giving their streaks. I'm excited for question of the daytime because I knew that it'd be great to get people involved. But also, there's another way to get involved, and we appreciate the MoCaram Injury Lawyers for it. The live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Football time, baby. We're gearing up for this game. It's really exciting. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we got to hear from the coordinators, John Lopez.
We sure did. Did you pick up what I did?
Yes.
It kind of felt like Nick Caley was getting grilled.
Absolutely, without question.
He was like, hey, you're going to stand there and you're going to take these questions.
That's right.
It was pretty funny. But I don't know. Well, let's hear from him. But at the same time, I'm curious what your feeling was, you know, when it was all said and done about Nick Caley.
Where are we starting?
All right, let's start with...
You want to go with Caley number one? Because yeah. I think the big thing that is, I think, of interest with Nick Caley was that end of the first half last week where, you know, you get up there, it was like 1:41 left in the half, and they run a play, and they go back to the huddle, and there's just no sense of urgency. Yeah. They run another play, swing pass, doesn't get out of bounds, Woody Marks honestly looked like he was seeking contact in that moment, which I'm still amazed by, like the lack of situational awareness in that particular moment. So, I mean, let's go to Nick Caley, the man who's play calling in that moment. Can you talk to us what was happening, or tell us what was happening there, Nick Caley?
Yeah, the plan was to end the first half with points, and just not dissimilar to the week before in Buffalo. Similar situation, timing-wise, may have been a little bit different in terms of seconds or whatever, but to be able to, you know, get our drive started, we were going to be in our normal mode, and then we were going to kick it into our two-minute mode. We didn't convert the third down, so I think that might have altered the approach from there, unfortunately. You know, didn't execute.
That's not comforting, is it?
No, and I mean, kudos to Landry, because I think Landry, I knew he was going to try and, like, get some answers in this space. And he tried to, like, very much keep Nick Caley into a play. Because, let's be honest, what he said there, we got to get points. Yes, we know that's the objective in the general sense. We're asking for something a little more detailed. And he did a good job of escaping in that moment. But, no, I think that's one of those things that's important, right? It's an important thing to figure out or to know. What is the intention, first and foremost? Like, clearly, that is not how you intended to go. What went wrong in that moment? And I'm not going to lie, it does still irk me that I don't know that we can get great answers out of anybody in the brain trust there as to why in these moments it doesn't go right, especially because I know that he's talking about, oh, it happened in the Bills game. I don't think you executed particularly greatly, but you ended up getting points at the end of that first half. But even still, like, the way that they go about it sometimes isn't necessarily great. And I think that it's surprising for a team that is so much process oriented to then in some instances fall back on, well, it works sometimes. Like, no, but the process felt bad.
Well, the issue I had with it is the whole tone and tenor, and he actually said this, was we were going to take our time at first and see what happened. And I get that if it's you're on your own 6-yard line, you know, or whatever. You're trying to just get some room and all that.
Right. It's unlikely that you make the drive, but if you're able to make some pop, let's go get it.
But to say, we were going to take our time and see what happens, see if we got a first down and then go from there. Again, that's not real comforting. And couple that, or as you like to say, juxtapose that with...
I do be saying that.
Juxtapose that with what we heard from D'Amico Ryans on Monday. I'm always aggressive. All right, so we have the head coach saying I'm always aggressive, and then you have the head coach and Nick Caley yesterday saying, yeah, we were going to take our time. We were kind of slow footing this thing. It just didn't hit right.
No, and it doesn't even feel... The frustrating thing for me on top of that is, okay, we were going to go with the normal process, and then once we, you know, maybe found something, then we would go. You need to get yourself in field goal range, right? Like, I don't understand what the difficulty is in going with a certain level of pace, getting yourself into field goal range, and then going from the place of, because you weren't guaranteed 3 at that point.
Right.
So the idea that we're just going to take our time feels absurd to me. We're just going to waste this resource of time until we feel that we need to kick it into gear. No, this is kicking into gear time. Like, literally, it's called two minute drill, and you got the ball at 151.
Yeah, exactly. And so maybe some people are out there saying, and Frank Ross said this separately. We'll hear from him later today as well. Hey, we weren't great, but we got the win. Let's move on. So some people might be thinking that, hey, what are y'all worried about? They got the win. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are one of those teams that have a very good defense. It's going to be a very close game. We know that. That's how the Texans play it. And that's why if you're projecting this forward, you don't want to see this again at the end of a half, you know?
No, and exactly. It's the projecting forward. I don't even know how much I'm looking at it for this game in particular with Kansas City. These are the things.
Sure.
These are the things that, on the margins that lose you football games, right? As much as you're looking at the recipe that you have, and this is something we talked about earlier in the week, it's a fairly narrow recipe. There's not multiple ways to win with this team right now. It's very particular that your defense is going to be locked down and your offense is just going to not mess it up. That's an oversimplification, but I think we've discussed it enough to understand what we're talking about there. You open up the window a little bit by being efficient or adding the most possibility to win in other facets, like making your game time decisions,
or this
clock management, things of this nature. This is one of those places that very simply, even the status quo of what we do in the National Football League goes counter to what you did. And it's frustrating to see that. And I think it's even more frustrating to see them be a little combative in that place.
Right.
Like, I think it's okay to acknowledge, hey, man, we messed up. In fact, it's a lot easier, in my estimation, to do that in the time where we were able to make a win, though. We were able to get a W, make it walk, and we probably could have done that a little different.
Right.
I think the only thing that he said that he would have done differently is on that, the second first and 10 with 1 minute and 10 seconds left, the swing pass. He's like, well, maybe I could have called a better play. I actually didn't think that was a terrible play. Like, maybe you wanted to get beyond the sticks.
It was execution.
It could have gotten out of bounds.
Yeah.
The idea is, why are you then going full huddle, taking your time, breaking the huddle late? Like, it feels like the tempo.
Yes.
And it feels like, for me, that also falls in line with something where I have questions as to the capability of doing it. Because at times we've seen them go with tempo, but it doesn't really go consistently. I'm like, hey, man, I wonder at times how capable they are of, like, we need to get into space. Let's get up. Let's run it and let's go.
I agree. I do want to get into the offensive line, what he talked about there, because, again, projecting forward with the Chiefs, this is going to be huge. And this is too, Figgy, just his first statement about the offensive line progression.
Yeah, I think they've continued to get better at just fundamental football. In the run game, I think our double teams and combinations have gotten better and improved steadily. And I think just time on task, time to settle in with the guys that are in there now, you know, just more time of doing it. Honestly, we've improved on that. I think in terms of the pass protection, the cohesiveness, starting with communication and being on the same page, those guys have done a really good job of just working together, communicating so that we're all coordinated in terms of our distribution in the pass pro. So when you couple that run game, pass protection, I think we've made some strides. We still gotta make some more strides, but you know, I've been pleased with the improvement from that standpoint. You know, we get a lot of extra work at practice, do a lot of stuff fundamentally in terms of, you know, blitz pickup, etc. And I think, you know, it's starting to you know, show improvement at a good pace. We just got to make more.
Now, that's all good and that's all positive, and he's right. You know, we've talked about it. This offensive line has got its feet. But then he went on to talk about the offensive line. And this is where, you know, you kind of start thinking about, Well, let's hear Kaylee the second part of this.
Yeah, well, I think it's we stress communication. We stress seeing it through the same set of eyes. It starts with our mic point and our declaration, and then everybody else being able to communicate and know exactly what we're doing. Leave nothing to chance, communicate, and then be able to make our calls accordingly. We want to protect inside out, and we rep. All, you know, we take a lot of reps in terms of blitz pickup, stunts, pick stunts, games, et cetera, like that. So it's like anything else, you got to work at it to improve it, and that's what we're still trying to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It took a while, right? But I'm thinking more Spagnuolo, this Chiefs defense. This is going to be – I left this feeling pretty good about where he is. It took a while, but they are there. This is about as good as we can expect from the offensive line. But would you agree with this? This is the biggest test for this offensive line since Seattle?
I'm not certain about that, actually. Because mm-hmm. I do agree with him. Like, they have gotten better. And mm-hmm. one of the things is, like, they utilize duo a lot. Like, that's some of the thing that I think has helped them, right? When we talk about the opportunity for gap schemes, like, they're going in there with two guys attacking mm-hmm. that man up front and then getting up to the second level when they have an opportunity to. Knowing that I am the sicko that I am, I was like, I wonder who have the Chiefs seen that have maybe utilized duo? And the closest facsimile I could find was the Denver Broncos a few weeks back.
Maybe, yeah.
So I went and looked at it. They don't use a ton of duo, but they use some. And in the duo reps that I saw where they ran the football, the Kansas City front, they don't shed blocks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't move necessarily. It's not like you're just absolutely going to muscle them off of their spot, which is kind of interesting, but they're also not shedding blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this is one of those where you should be able to pick up like three or four on a lot of, or at least Ooh. The Broncos did, yeah. right? Pretty consistently pick up two, three, four every time. Now, they weren't busting them on those particular duo mm-hmm. reps. It wasn't like they were breaking free for 7 or 12 on any yeah. of these, but just pretty consistently keep those guys, keep those guys blocked up. You're able to find, as long as you're reading the blocks well, pick up three,
mm-hmm.
pick up four, which honestly, does that not sound like what this Texas team wants to do?
It is. It does. The middle of their defense, you know, we heard from Nick Wright yesterday, you know, of all the things you can talk about, you know, some issues here, you know, Chris Jones is way down on the list. And that's a different animal there, man. That's a completely different animal. So it could get, I think it's a big test.
Yeah, in theory, yeah. The wild thing about it is knowing the talent that mm-hmm. that Chris Jones has, what did Aaron Wilson say that man's nickname was, supposedly?
Yeah.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
I never
Stone
heard
Cold
of that
Jones.
One either.
That's one of those. Have you ever gone on like the Stathead websites, whether it's Basketball Reference, Football Reference, Baseball Reference, and see where they put the nicknames next to it?
Yeah.
And I love doing that because I'm like, nobody calls this person that.
Yeah.
I think that Stone Cold Jones is one of those where I was like, nobody actually calls Chris Jones that.
Mm-hmm.
But even that ethos is Chris Jones. We know he's supposed to be that. He hasn't statistically been that this year. So I'll be very interested to see whether it's the track record of this season of Chris Jones mm-hmm. or just like the mythos of Chris Jones yes. that we see in this game. And
yes.
I think that might tell us a little bit about this offensive line. But
I
even,
agree.
Even watching,
that's how I walked away from it.
Even watching the Cowboys last night, and we'll talk mm-hmm. more about it, because the Cowboys, it was the Chiefs game and the Eagles game where we were like, oh, maybe they've improved this defensive line. The defensive line didn't look that great, which makes me look at the, you know, mm-hmm. or rather not the defensive line, other way.
Yeah.
It made me look at this this Chiefs defensive line and be like, huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not all that afraid. Not that I was already too afraid of that anyways. More stuff to talk about there. I think that that's absolutely the good side of it is the offensive line does mm-hmm. look a lot more steady. And if they can keep CJ upright, I think there's opportunities to do even more. A lot to talk about when it comes to this game. We're gearing up for Texans Chiefs as we keep going here on a Football Friday. And coming up next, like offense, that's one thing. There's also something to be considered in the special teams realm because the Chiefs haven't necessarily been all that great in their own right. Let's talk about what special teams might look like in this game next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.